INS refunds unauthorized deductions for retirees after June payment. They are retirees and INS pensioners who will see a big surprise this June as the government starts returning money from improper deductions in their benefits. After the early payment of the 13th salary, the government will refund almost 3 billion rupees taken by unions and allied entities that charged without authorization. More than 6 million people will see missing amounts returned to their accounts. Some groups will get automatic deposits, those over 80, indigenous communities and Quilombola communities. For others, the official deadline to request a refund is June 20th. The process runs through the MUIN site, a helpline or Koryo's offices. They should pull their benefits statement and contest any charge they did not authorize. The agency has 15 business days to prove consent. If there is no proof, the money is released in a few days. The government has added a security check to stop new charges after a complaint, but daily vigilance remains the best defense. Retirees and INS pensioners get refunds for improper deductions charged by unions linked to INS. Some groups will receive refunds automatically, including older seniors, indigenous communities, and Quilombola communities. Others must request the refund soon via MUINS, the government helpline, or Koryo's offices. The process allows the charging entity a chance to prove consent. If no proof, the money is released to your account. Stay vigilant. Check your monthly benefit statements and know that the government can block new charges after a complaint. Frequently asked questions: who gets INS refunds automatically after the June payment? The refunds go straight to the accounts of people aged over 80, indigenous people, and Quilombola communities. When is the deadline to request an INS refund if I'm not in the automatic group? June 20. Act fast. How can I request an INS refund for unauthorized deductions? Use MUINS online, call 135 or go to a Koryo's office. Check your benefit statement for charges you didn't authorize. File the contestation in the system now. How long does the refund take after I file a contestation? The entity has 15 working days to prove you agreed to the charge. If they fail, the money is released and can hit your account in up to 3 working days. How can I spot unauthorized deductions on my INS statement? Look at your benefits statement for charges you did not authorize. These frauds often involved association or union fees charged without permission between March 2020 and March 2025. If you see them, file a contestation right away.